A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. I want to talk about the first five words of this gospel passage. God so loved the world. It is good to think about these five amazing words. St. John puts this in the past tense, but we know that God is both in time and outside of time or beyond time. God is in the now. God is intimately present now within everything that exists. So let's think about that a bit. We know that God is the source of all that exists. God is an internal presence in the unfolding of the entire universe. God is within and sustains in life every creeping, crawling, swimming, running, jumping, leaping, climbing, laughing, loving, thinking being in the universe. And because of God's presence within all of us, there is an internal unity between every human person and the entire human race and the cosmos. So in sum, finally, God is not up there or way out there looking down, but right in here. God is right down to the ground. In fact, it would be good if you want to stand up right now and stamp your feet and proclaim, hey, God is right here. So when we are praying, for example, we don't have to place ourselves in the presence of God, as we used to be told. Rather, you just sit still and reflect that God is inside you, us, loving us to pieces. One more thing. St. John tells us in his first letter that God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God, and God lives in them. Okay, God is love. That's a universal affirmative statement, so we can turn it around and say, love is God. This is very true. So wherever in the day-to-day you see love at work, you are seeing God. Think about that. Wherever you are, God is that close to us. And God loves the world, our world, not just the Catholic world, not just the Christian world, or the world of believers only, but the whole world, and everyone in it, even the worst, most selfish, and most cruel persons there are. God loves us all just exactly as we are. But sometimes the world is very hard to look at, isn't it? For example, at the 11 o'clock news. So let's look at the world realistically, but still we're going to say, how do we love it? How do we love the world that God loves so much? I'm going to let one of our novices finish this homily. Sister Marie Thomas is a tall, slim, blonde, very smart young woman of 24. I'm going to quote from a note she recently wrote to me about the world as she sees it. She says this, "I couldn't understand how could such evil and suffering exist. How could human beings do such violence to each other while most of the world stands by indifferent or helpless?" She goes on to say that she thinks it's because we don't see the others in their everyday real life situations. We see them as statistics. And so she chose a career in journalism so she could go, say, to places like Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, to refugee camps. I'm quoting her. To refugee camps or places of natural disaster, and bring out people's stories and lives and essential humanness. And that could perhaps be a catalyst for people and civil authorities to see the other, the alien, the stranger, as human like me. And maybe that could be part of the pathway to peace. Unquote. Then in university, she realized she was not going to reach a world audience anytime soon, and that there actually could be a more effective way. That's when she decided to enter the monastery. She goes on, "I can't fix wars or injustice or poverty with my own hands, but I can kill the hatred and fear in my own heart and stop the cycle of violence in my own life by trying to act with peace toward my sisters, my family, and all others I meet. Sometimes the hardest thing in a day," she says, "is to chop vegetables quietly when I'm upset, or respond gently when somebody says something that vexes me. But though these things may be small, I know that, through the mysterious coming of God's mercy, my choice for peace here creates peace in the midst of suffering somewhere else. That gives me such incredible hope." Unquote. That's how one young person loves the world and lives in hope. Perhaps we can all do something like that, small things and larger ones. Our lives may seem very ordinary and small, but these acts of love are like seeds, and in the power of Christ's resurrection, they will bear fruit.